आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सायरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस। कॉमर्स एंड इंडस्ट्री मिनिस्टर पीयूष गोयल सेज नेशनल इंटरेस्ट कैन नॉट बी कॉम्प्रोमाइज टू मीट ट्रेड अग्रीमेंट डेडलाइंस। सेंटर लॉन्चेस ग्लोबल टैरिफ एंड ट्रेड हेल्प डेस्क टू असिस्ट स्टेक होल्डर्स इन नेविगेटिंग ट्रेड इश्यूज। External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar terms extradition of Tahawur Rana by US big step in ensuring justice for victims of 26/11 Mumbai terror attacks. President Draupadi Murmu returns to Delhi after concluding her successful state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. Iran and US to begin crucial talks in Oman today to reach new nuclear deal. In shooting, India finishes second in overall standings in first leg of ISSF World Cup in Argentina. And in IPL T20 cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders beat host Chennai Super Kings by 8 wickets. And now the news in detail. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has emphasized that national interest cannot be compromised just to meet trade agreement deadlines. The minister said trade agreements should be win-win for both sides. Mr. Goyal was speaking at the 9th Global Technology Summit in New Delhi yesterday, where he highlighted the opportunities that lie ahead for India in reshaping global trade, especially with trusted partners such as the United States. Speaking on free trade agreements, the minister stated that while timelines are aspirational, national interests cannot be compromised to meet trade agreement deadlines, asserting that it must be equitable, fair and mutually beneficial.
In the case of free trade agreements, these are indicative timelines. We aspire for those timelines, but end of the day, it has to be a win-win for both sides. It has to be a fair, equitable and balanced solution. Just to meet a deadline, you cannot compromise national interest.
The minister highlighted that India's current tariff protection measures are directed mainly at non-market economies that engage in unfair trade practices. He added that India is well positioned to engage in bilateral partnerships with countries that value reciprocity, trust and fair play. India is currently working on trade agreements with many countries and blocs of nations, including with the European Union, the United Kingdom and the United States.
The tariff protection that we have kept is more directed towards non-market economies or those whom we cannot trust for their fair trading practices. So we'll really be in position now to set up bilaterally with different countries, and we are engaged with many countries or blocks of countries, better trading relations that will encourage demand and revenues for the India operations. It also helps us bring in quality and sustainability.
Meanwhile, China's 125% tariff on United States goods comes into effect from today. The move came after US President Donald Trump raised the tariffs for China to 145% earlier this week. On the other hand, the US President has said that he will impose reciprocal tariffs again on countries that fail to reach an agreement with America by the 9th of July, when the 90-day pause ends. The center has operationalized a dedicated global tariff and trade help desk to assist stakeholders in navigating emerging trade issues. The Commerce and Industry Ministry in a statement said that the help desk will look into issues relating to import and export challenges, import surges or dumping, logistics or supply chain challenges, financial or banking issues, and regulatory or compliance issues, among others. We have a report.
The help desk will also collect and collate trade-related issues concerning other ministries, departments and agencies of the central government and state governments. It will coordinate with them to seek support and provide possible resolutions. The ministry added that the export-import community may submit information on the DGFT website and report their issues. They can also send an email to dgftedi@nic.in with the subject line Global Tariff and Trade Help Desk, or call the toll-free number at 1-800-111-550. The Department of Commerce and DGFT are actively tracking developments in global trade, particularly regarding tariff changes, import surges and export-related challenges. With Anupam Mishra's report, Manik Sharma, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the resolve to uplift the poor and the deprived, the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas and the spirit of service are the guiding principles of the government today. Mr. Modi was addressing devotees at Sri Anandpur Dham in Isagarh, Ashoknagar, Madhya Pradesh yesterday. Referring to the government's welfare schemes, Mr. Modi said that various initiatives are being implemented to make the lives of the poor and underprivileged sections of the society easier.
आज हर जरूरतमंद प्रधानमंत्री गरीब कल्याण अन्न योजना के कारण खाने की चिंता से मुक्त है. आज हर गरीब और बुजुर्ग आयुष्मान योजना के कारण इलाज की चिंता से मुक्त है. आज हर गरीब पीएम आवास योजना के कारण अपने पक्के घर की चिंता से मुक्त हो रहा है. आज जल जीवन मिशन योजना के कारण गांव गांव में पानी की समस्या का समाधान हो रहा है. सेवा की ये भावना आज ये सरकार की नीति भी है और निष्ठा भी है.
भारतीय जनता पार्टी एंड ऑल इंडिया अन्ना द्रविड़ मुनेत्र कारगम AIADMK announced an alliance for the Tamil Nadu Assembly elections in 2026. This was informed by the Union Home Minister Amit Shah in a joint press conference at Chennai yesterday.
ये चुनाव राष्ट्रीय स्तर पर नरेंद्र मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में और राज्य स्तर पर AIADMK के नेता एड़ापाडी जी के नेतृत्व में लड़ा जाएगा. 1998 से AIADMK NDA गठबंधन का हिस्सा है और लंबे समय तक मोदी जी और महान जयललिता जी ने साथ में मिलकर राष्ट्रीय राजनीति में काम किया है.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi welcomed the decision and said, together with the other NDA partners, they will take Tamil Nadu to new heights of progress and serve the state diligently. President Draupadi Murmu returned to New Delhi last night after concluding a historic two-nation state visit to Portugal and Slovakia, where she held high-level meetings aimed at strengthening India's bilateral ties with both the nations. During her state visit to the country, President Murmu met her Slovakian counterpart Peter Pellegrini, Prime Minister Robert Fico and Speaker of the Parliament, among other dignitaries, in Bratislava and held discussions on a range of issues concerning mutual cooperation. President Murmu arrived in Slovakia after completing the first leg of a visit in Portugal. In Telangana, at least 22 members of the outlawed CPI Maoists surrendered before the police in Mulugu district yesterday. The district superintendent of police, Shabarish P, appealed to the CPI Maoist members to surrender and lead a peaceful life with their families. He also said the district police will make efforts for the rehabilitation of those who gave up arms. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at Yaya News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back, you're listening to Morning News. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has appreciated the counter-terrorism cooperation between India and the United States. Replying to U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio's post on social media on extradition of the Havurana, the key conspirator in the deadly 26/11 Mumbai terror attacks, Dr. Jaishankar said that this is indeed a big step in ensuring justice for the victims of the attacks. Mr. Rubio in his post said, U.S. extradited the Havurana to India to face charges for his role in planning the horrific 2008 Mumbai terrorist attacks. Iran and the United States will begin crucial talks in Oman today to reach a new nuclear deal in an effort to ease tensions and avert another conflict in West Asia. The Iranian delegation will be led by country's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi, while U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff will represent the American side. Omani Foreign Minister Badr al-Busaidi will act as intermediary. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has given Iran a two-month deadline to accept a deal that will lead to Iran shrinking its nuclear footprint or eliminating its program altogether. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has announced the winners of the theme music competition, one of the 32 challenges being held as part of the WAVE Summit 2025. The first World Audio and Video Entertainment Summit, or WAVES 2025, is scheduled to be held in Mumbai from the 1st to the 4th of May this year. Six winners were chosen from hundreds of entries received from across the country. A distinguished jury selected the winners after a rigorous evaluation of their originality, musicality, and alignment with the WAVES theme for music and dance, India's vibrant rhythms from classical performances to contemporary beats. The ministry said the competition is aimed at showcasing India's diverse musical talent. Hanuman Jayanti is being celebrated today in different parts of the country with religious fervor. The day commemorates the birth of Lord Hanuman. In the national capital, devotees are thronging the Hanuman temple since early morning to offer prayers. Heavy rush of people is being seen at the Prachin Hanuman temple at Connaught Place in New Delhi. Hanuman Chalisa, Sundar Kand and Akhand Ramayan are being recited at the temples on the occasion. In Uttar Pradesh, devotees in large numbers have gathered at Hanuman temples across the state. A long queue of people can also be seen at Ayodhya's Hanuman Gadhi on the occasion. Bhandara Bhoj have also been organized at several places. In the first leg of International Shooting Sport Federation ISSF World Cup 2025 at Buenos Aires in Argentina, India finished second in the overall standings behind China. Here is more from our correspondent.
India won a total of 8 medals, including 4 gold, 2 silver and 2 bronze. On the last day of the competition, Indian pair of Saurav Chaudhary and Suruchi Singh won the bronze, beating compatriots Manu Bhakar and Ravinder Singh by 16-8. The second stage of the ISSF World Cup 2025 will begin at Lima in Peru tomorrow. Moving on to IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated host Chennai Super Kings by 8 wickets at their home ground Chepauk last night. After being invited to bat first, MS Dhoni-led CSK had no response to Kolkata's aggressive bowling attack and could manage to score only 103 runs for 9 wickets in 20 overs. In reply, KKR chased the score in 11th over. Sunil Narayan was declared player of the match for his all-round performance. Today, Lucknow Super Giants will host Gujarat Titans in Lucknow from 3:30 p.m. while Punjab Kings will face home team Sunrisers Hyderabad from 7:30 p.m. Moving on to next update, former England fast bowler James Anderson has been awarded a knighthood for his services to cricket as part of former British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's resignation honours list. Anderson is the only sportsperson who has made it to the list. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Inter-Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Assam and Meghalaya during the next 3 days. The IMD has also predicted heavy rainfall in sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh today. Isolated hailstorm has also been predicted over East Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh today. The weather agency said light rainfall is likely in various parts of west, central and adjoining east regions of the country till the 14th of April. IMD said that heat wave conditions are very likely to continue at some places over west Rajasthan, Gujarat, Punjab and Haryana during the next 4 to 5 days. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Saira. NIA lines up mystery witness to Neil Rana, writes Hindustan Times. The Times of India headlines Rana kept on suicide watch in highly secure NIA headquarters cell. On trade talks with US, the statesman quotes External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar in its headline, India prepared for high degree of urgency in talks for trade pact with USA. On Tamil Nadu assembly polls next year, the Indian Express notes it's final with EPS as face, common agenda in works, AIA, DMK and BJP form alliance. In business news, the Economic Times writes, the Lal Street ends weak on strong note as fear ebbs. China slaps 125% tariffs on US, asks EU to jointly resist bullying, writes the Tribune. And finally, the Economic Times writes that tougher scrutiny by Trump administration is adding to delay in getting green cards. Love in limbo. Green card delays keep families apart. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Chagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal says national interest cannot be compromised to meet trade agreement deadlines. Centre launches Global Tariff and Trade Help Desk to assist stakeholders in navigating trade issues. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar terms extradition of Thabo Rana by US big step in ensuring justice for victims of 26/11 Mumbai terror attacks. President Draupadi Murmu returns to Delhi after concluding her successful state visit to Portugal and Slovakia. Iran and US to begin crucial talks in Oman today to reach new nuclear deal. In shooting, India finishes second in overall standings in first leg of ISSF World Cup in Argentina. And in IPL T20 cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders beat host Chennai Super Kings by 8 wickets. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.